The troops went in there back in 1976 to try and quell a raging civil war, which was largely between Christians and Muslims, although there were obviously other factors involved in it. And the Syrians have stayed in a greater or lesser presence ever since. In fact, they took the Muslim side towards the latter stages of the civil war. But the Christians have felt that the Taif Accord back in 1991, a Saudi brokered peace arrangement, did favor the Muslims far more than the Christians. And the Christians gave up some of their traditional power in Lebanon to create peace, and as a result of that, they haven't fared so well as their Muslim Lebanese compatriots. And that the Syrians meddle too much in political affairs in Lebanon, and that their military apparatus and their security apparatus works against the interests of all Lebanon as a whole. So that's a very largely a Christian stand, and it's been gathering pace over the past few weeks inside Lebanon, largely as a result of the Maronite Patriarch of Lebanon, Cardinal Sfer, who was recently on a trip to North America, promoting the idea that the Syrians should first at least redeploy as per the 91 Taif Peace Accord, and then eventually fully deploy. The Lebanese and Syrian authorities, on the other hand, argue that it's a matter between the two governments, and that for as long as there's no peace between Syria and Lebanon and Israel, it's unsafe for Syria to pull its forces out.